in what is obviously a very damaged set of options and a very diseased system. Turning to our alternative, aspects of an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense practice, reincorporating our power through physical, intellectual, and spiritual integration and expansion. So I'm encouraging us to think about these goals. One, community education involving the key concepts for exorcising the state in us. And obviously, that's a big set of discussions because most folk are not aware or thinking along those lines about the internalization of the state. So we got our work to do. Exorcising the state, or for thinking about the story of class. Power's obviously done an amazing job of keeping us divided and herded into boxes that are convenient for keeping us from working together, convenient for power. So we need to get clear on the one story that is unifying us and is authentic, and brings us together because it's true. And then, two, ground, which is the story of class. Two, grounding our new understanding in our bodies by incorporating these key concepts in movement and voice. And I've said before, I'm hoping folks will get really creative and come up with things, but I do feel it's important that it's not by accident that there's such rich music associated with the civil rights movement and most movements for freedom. And the more of our wholeness gets incorporated in sharing the key messages with our brothers and sisters, I think the more powerful is the alternative we create. I'm in the midst of trying to think this one through, to offer options, suggestions, but your creativity exceeds mine by far, particularly in terms of all the arts. So I'm hoping I'll hear back at some point. It is a bit surreal not knowing if these words are heard, but as I encourage everyone else, embrace the faith in my brothers and sisters. Four. I'm sorry, three, very big three. Organizing for global general strikes. And this is global in every sense of the word. All of us together, and all of us across the false divisions of class, all of us geographically, as well as spiritually. When I read, and this was when I read about the Nuit Debout, it was not a news article, and I very infrequently get the newspaper, so maybe it has been covered, but I only heard about this by reading an opinion piece in the New York Times. Otherwise, I would not have known about it at all. So a lot is going on around the world with our brothers and sisters that we don't know about, and we have to struggle with unifying our efforts together. But I really hope folks, in thinking through the analysis, all of us together or on your own, have arrived at the conclusion that a global general strike is irreplaceable as a strategy for moving us forward and developing the unity we need. It's so important and is a strategy that has to be ongoing, obviously, to move us to decommissioning. But once we start having global general strikes, that is linked necessarily to the conversation about decommissioning. And I'm so grateful for Proudhon for having thought this through, thought through some suggestions and options to share with us. to give us hope. I'm so moved by the notion of someone 200 years ago providing hope, writing, trusting. It would arrive despite, and believe me, there was a whole lot of despite thrown against this man, which is why we are taking the time to read him ourselves, because he has been dissed, dismissed, trashed, as with all of our ancestors who we need, who saw the reality of our unity and our bigness, all of them systematically trashed. And we have to fight our way to them and share their authentic story, their true understanding of who we are as human beings, that we want to be together, we love each other, and that for 10,000 years there has been a job done on our heads that has led to deep confusion that we have to undo systematically. Yesterday I had the treat. I had a little treat. Got to hang out with some toddlers, and they have not been subjected to that deep conditioning. And you could see the confusion. You could see their attempt to understand, why don't you want me to be big? It starts with the children. It starts with we ourselves. Defending our right to be big, and proclaiming that loud and clear, so that folks begin to hear through that deep fog of absence.